Governor Jerry Brown and legislative Democrats in Sacramento are nearing a deal on bills they hope will address California's housing affordability crisis. But it's still not clear that the three main parts of this deal have enough votes to pass the legislature. Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler explains.
Assembly Speaker Anthony Rendon says he expects the package of bills to come up for final votes this Friday.
We recognize that this housing crisis is a problem that didn't arise overnight, and it's going to take some time to address it. I think this is a good first stab at the problem.
That stab includes 12 different bills with three headliners. One measure would place a $4 billion affordable housing bond on the November 2018 ballot, with $1 billion set aside for the state's home loan program for veterans. Then there's a new $75 fee on real estate documents, a maximum of three per transaction, with home sales excluded. That's expected to raise $200 to $300 million a year to subsidize affordable housing projects. And a third bill would force cities and counties to streamline the planning process for urban multifamily projects that meet zoning, prevailing wage, and other requirements. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.